come off, huh?
Yep.
You don't have to get it around those hoses and everything? See if you can do it.
Works a lot better than the simulation, doesn't it?
They won't find any other one. Stand by.
That's your only fallacy. They're not even watching this. Come over and watch me, Ed. Hold me. Let me have it.
I am at move over that week. He can't,
Can you see me?
Then it comes off.
Dodge your camera if you can see me.
All right, we can see you.
Too long. Just take it off.
We'd like to have you leave the two core tubes and the extension handle and the hammer and a, I suppose our core cap dispenser here. We get back in time from doing all our appointed tasks at the VIP site and at the ALSEP. We'll try and drive a double core here to end things up with a bang.
Don't leave it. Don't leave it there.
You got it.
We'll play games with the extension handle, but that's all right. Okay, let me set them over here. Where am I? Big bag, all those.
So don't need the other guys. Need your extension handles when the pallet came open.
Yes, but I can still drive a core with the hammer if we need to.
Okay, copy that.
I think. Yeah, one went with the rig and one went with the scoop. Okay, Bob, as I read down that page, it looks like we got it. The ETB check, I think we had four mags in there, and the DSEA, and the maps, and the cosmic ray.
Sure, I think
I got six mags. And I'm ready to go to the... Wait a minute, I want you to do some...
Okay,
one mag, is it?
One
you want
question.
We don't have...
All the FSRs get off or over into the big bag.
That's firm.
This is the disc one you need anyway, that's colored. I'm sitting and grab a couple. Got it right here.
Boy, are you dirty.
I know it.
Let's see. I don't know what I can get you.
No, you can't.
Ed, you got your camera in the way.
Oh, just take them straight on, that's all right.
That's sort of... COVID, okay. such pose. Let me get a little different. Focus. That looks good.
Hey!
Got one more over here. Have your pick.
What?
One more.
How's like this?
Okay.
You got that camera. That's the color camera.
Yeah.
You take it.
Okay.
I gotta go get a neutron flux probe, I guess.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's gonna be easy to pull out.
Okay.
Okay, let's see if I got everything in here.
Hey, Roger, we're ready for both of you guys now.
Bob?
Roger, go ahead.
Hello, Houston.
Hello, 17. Stand by. I think we're having a fight handover or something.
Houston, you read? Gene, you read me?
Yeah, I read you.
Okay, 17, you got a sight thing over there, and we've got you again.
Are you ready for me to go to the outset?
Right, we're ready for both of you guys now.
What do you mean? I'm headed for the outset.
Dean, are you ready for a jacket on the outset now?
Yeah, he's gone. He's good. I'm ready to get on and go to the VIP site. Wait a minute, Jack. Wait a minute. Where are you?
We're trying to be subtle.
Come on back here, man. I didn't realize you were. you're going out there quite so soon.
Well, I just looked to see where it is.
Here, what'd you
do with that?
How about this one?
You got it?
I put it in the big bag.
Okay.
Here we go, Jack.
Dirty one here.
Here, all right?
Yeah.
Let me get so you don't get it too dirty.
Help you.
Very good.
You hold it.
Okay.
Got it?
Yep.
commemorate. That's just Apollo 17's visit to the Valley of Torres Litro. But it's an everlasting commemoration of what the real meaning of Apollo is to the world. We'd like to uncover a plaque that has been on the leg of our spacecraft that we have climbed down many times over the last 3 days. And I'll read what that plaque says to you. First of all, it has a picture of the world, two pictures, one of the North America and one of South America. The other covers the other half of the world, including Africa, Asia, Europe, Australia. It covers the North Pole and the South Pole. In between these two hemispheres, we have a pictorial view of the moon, a pictorial view of where all the Apollo landings have been made, so that when this plaque is seen again by others who come, they will know where it all started. The words are, "His man completed his first exploration of the moon, December 1972 AD. May the spirit of peace in which we came be reflected in the lives of all mankind." It's signed Eugene A. Cernan, Ronald E. Evans, Harrison H. Schmidt, and most prominently, Richard M. Nixon, President of the United States of America. This is our commemoration that will be here until someone like us, until some of you out there who are the promise of the future, come back to read it again and to further the exploration and the meaning of Apollo.
Dr. Dean, we in Houston copy that and echo your sentiments. And Dr. Fletcher is here beside me. I'd like to say a word to the two of you.
Dean and Jack, I've been in close touch with the White House, and the President has been following very closely your absolutely fascinating work up there. He'd like to wish you Godspeed as you return to Earth, and I'd like to personally second that. Congratulations. We'll see you in a few days. Over.
Thank you, Dr. Fletcher. We appreciate your comments, and we certainly appreciate those of the President. And whether it be civilian or military, I think Jack and I would both like to give our salute to America.
And Dr. Fletcher, if I may, I'd like to remind everybody, I'm sure something they're aware of, but this valley of history has seen mankind complete its first evolutionary steps into the universe, leaving the planet Earth and going forward into the universe. I think no more significant contribution has Apollo made to history. It's not often that you can foretell history, but I think we can in this case. I think everybody ought to feel very proud of that fact. Thank you very much.
We'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, Dave, let's go to the okay, Bob, I owe you a bias reading.
Okay, or you can get it later. There's no hurry on that. And we're off to the LSEP.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you right now.
Okay, ready to copy. I presume you have a UHP out of the LSEP, Jack.
That's firm. 337-417-101. 337-417-101.
Okay, copy that.
Are you through with this?
Roger. Roger, we're through with it.
Be kind, be kind. Well, I love it, and I'm sure it did a good job.
But we're not through with you, Jane, so don't throw yourself too far.
No, sir. I just don't want to hit old Challenger there. is unkind. You did the javelin. That was unkind.
Roger, Gene.
I didn't throw it as far as I could.
We timed the parabola for that, then we have one excellent measurement of G on the moon now.
Yeah, I didn't get you a pendulum, but I don't know where I would, Bob. Okay, I'm going to have to take you up to the VIP side.
Okay, we're ready for that.
Can you concur?
Okay.
Yeah, let me make sure I got everything. Okay.
Picture while Gene Cernan drives the rover to the VIP site, the very important place where the rover will be left. He will turn the television back on after reaching that site.
Read me through the limb, huh?
Roger, read you through the limb. You guys both read me through the limb.
Read you through the limb. You guys both read me through the limb.
That's perfect.